I was a freshman in high school, and I was heavily into street magic. And around that time was when the time Chris Angel was really, really big. And I wound up getting this little crew of magicians that were like my friends from high school that kind of all learned at the same time as me. And so we just started doing shows together. And it was little backyard stuff. We did birthday parties. We did street performances. We would literally have our parents just drop us off at the mall in Ridgeland and leave us there for a whole day. And we'd make tips off of people.
I met this guy. I was born in Nigeria, so I was a first year. So he was a senior. And then one day he called me. I'm like, hey, John, there's a package I'm expecting. Can you receive that to me? I'm like, sure. You know, I didn't know I was doing something. I didn't know he was sending me something illegal, right?
Oh.
But yeah. So that is how I get involved with them, Secret Service.
In that it was very much an underground subculture thing that slowly over time, like, you know, when you saw the first people doing, you know, the coolest flip tricks with skateboards, it was like, whoa, you know, it how did they do that? It was amazing. It looked like magic. And then you look at the rope dart and it's kind of the same thing. You see people wrapping this, that, and they're moving. And it's like, wait, how did she just do this thing? It came off her neck and it looks like magic. And they both just, again, like skateboarding. So you're like, seriously, you just think of skateboards and that's the rope dart story, I'm telling you. And I honestly think that rope dart is going to get bigger than skateboarding.
For fun stories like these and more, subscribe to Sex, Politics, and Bacon. Available wherever you find podcasts.